Item number SCP-713, Object Class Safe, Special Containment Procedures. As it is not dangerous in itself, SCP-713 warrants no special containment other than that necessary to prevent unauthorized access. It is to be kept in a standard Safe Class Inanimate Object Containment cell at site. It is not to be plugged in while stored. Description: SCP-713 is a desktop personal computer running Windows 95. It bears no external manufacturer's markings, but internal inspection reveals it to be composed entirely of hardware commercially available in the late 90s. The keyboard and mouse connectors are soldered into the sockets, and there are no ports available for peripherals except the monitor. The computer has no internet capability. The hard drive contains assorted commercially available software, including Office Suite, image editing software, and solitaire. SCP-713's mouse may be used to move its cursor off the screen. The cursor does not change size or appearance, remaining two-dimensional. Though capable of moving in three dimensions, the scroll wheel controls the Z-direction, and resembling a light projection without an apparent source. It may be used to click and drag individual items. Dragged object size and mass does not seem to impede it. It has demonstrated the ability to exert forces of at least 150 kN. Care must be taken in use of the object, as sudden flicks of the wrist coupled with poorly timed release of the left mouse button has resulted in damage to the containment room's walls. The right mouse button does not appear to function when the cursor is outside the monitor. However, when the word processing program is open on the monitor, left-clicking on a sheet of writing material produces a cursor like that of a word processor. Typing then results in letters, the composition apparently identical to the cursor although appearing on the writing material. They linger as long as the computer is operating. They disappear when it is shut down, and reappear upon restarting the computer and reopening the word processor. The image editing software's effects are similar, though much broader in scope. The solitaire game may be played using ordinary playing cards. Every effort must be made to avoid crashing SCP-713. When the machine locks up, its cursor either disappears immediately, dropping any held object, or consistent with crushing forces of over kilonewtons. Other error types have commensurately more damaging results. See experiment logs and incident reports for further details. Addendum: writing materials tested to date with SCP-713's word processor include copy paper, college-ruled notebook paper, text conformed to the lines, handmade vellum, tracing paper, a chalkboard, and a blank wall. Testing is ongoing. Note: I will shoot the next son of a bitch that pulls a lens flare out of this thing. Doctor. Note: testing has been suspended after Incident 713-03, in which D-713-233 dragged D-713-054 into the trash. Until D-713-054's fate has been determined, access to SCP-713 is denied without express authorization from Level 4 staff or higher. Note: further testing is authorized. See Experiment Log 713 for details. Experiment Log 713, approved by O5, Project Head Doctor. The following is a list of all the recorded test logs. Dates have been redacted prior to audio recording. Test 12. Subject: Image Editing Software. Procedure: Software initialized. New document opened. Paint command selected. Brush size altered to 50 pixels, and color changed to FF0000. Cursor moved off-screen and clicked and dragged over blank white wall. Software exited. Software reinitialized. Result: upon selection of paint command, cursor became an open 50-pixel-wide circle, approximately 3 cm off-screen. Dragging resulted in a 3 cm by 20 cm line of the appropriate shade of red appearing on the wall. Line's composition resembled that of the word processor's type. Line disappeared upon exiting program, did not appear upon program restart. It is hypothesized that the image editor, like the word processor, does not retain data between program instances unless saved to the hard drive. Test 13. Subject: Image Editing Software. Procedure: as Test 12, except that current image saved the disk before exiting program and opened again upon reinitialization. Results: red streak disappeared upon closing program and reappeared upon opening. Test 14. Subject: Image Editing Software. Procedure: Software initialized, blur command selected, brush size altered to 100 pixels, cursor moved off screen and clicked and dragged over blank white wall and over surface of wooden table. Software exited. Results: Subject surfaces lost approximately 1% of surface detail, including wood grain and the roughness of paint and cinder block surfaces. Loss of height detail confirmed with laser rangefinders. Detail returned upon closing program. Note: Where did the mass of those bumps go? Doctor. Test 15. Subject: Image Editing Software. Procedure: As Test 14, except that between closing the program and reopening it, the wooden table would move 3 meters further away from SCP-713. Results: Blurred area reappeared in same location relative to table. SCP-713 did not appear to depend on positional cues for object recognition. Test 16. Subject: Image Editing Software. Procedure: As Test 15, except that between closing the program and reopening it, the wooden table would move to site kilometers from SCP-713. Results: Blurred area reappeared in the same location on table surface. Further investigation into object's range proposed. Test 17. Subject: Image Editing Software, D713-023. Procedure: As Test 14, except that blur command applied to D713-023's face. Results: All facial features, including sensory organs, reduced to ill-defined and fuzzy bumps on the head surface. D713-023 reported significant pain and loss of visual and auditory acuity. All features and faculties returned when program was closed, then disappeared again with all previously reported effects when file loaded. Note: We could use SCP-713 to punish uncooperative D-Class. We erase someone's face, save the file, and threaten to open it again if he won't jump when we say. Research assistant denied. Other methods work just as well for less security risk. Dr. Test 48. Subject: File Operations. Procedure: Cursor clicked on 10x10x10cm aluminum cube. Cube held in cursor. Control plus C. Copy entered. Cube released. Control plus V, or paste, entered. Results: Duplicate cube, apparently similar in composition to SCP-713's cursor, appears at tip of cursor. All efforts to interact with duplicate unsuccessful except those using the cursor. Test 49. Subject: File Operations. Procedure: Cursor moved outside screen. Control plus A, or select all, entered. Delete key pressed. Results: Test 82. Subject: Trash Function, D713-054. Procedure: Recycle bin icon double-clicked. File labeled D713-054's former name, located and dragged onto the desktop. File dragged off-screen and over an empty area of the lab floor. Left mouse button released. Results: Cursor changed into hourglass icon for 2 minutes 8 seconds. The file icon then disappeared, and D713-054 appeared in its place, standing on the ground in a neutral position. Subject expressed agitation and confusion, stating that her left arm felt wrong. Cursory medical examination revealed that her left radius had disappeared completely, leaving all other associated structures intact. Upon further questioning, she stated that she was aware that time had passed since Incident 713-03, but that she could remember very little. The following is a short interview with Dr. and D713-054. Please describe what you experienced inside SCP-713. D713-054 responds, it was really weird, like I was dreaming or something. Can you recall any details at all? Do I have to? Recalcitrance will be noted. Okay, it was like like I was being broken up into pieces. It didn't hurt, really, but it was… scary. Like a nightmare. How many pieces and how big? How am I supposed to know that? It wasn't one of those dreams that makes sense. Note: subsequent interviews with Trash D-Class, see Test 34- corroborate these results. Personnel dragged out of the recycle bin are consistently unable to give any detailed description of the experience. Some lie, some generate false memories, and some simply state lack of knowledge. Every test to date had resulted in one or more small body parts disappearing upon reconstitution. Test 83. Subject: Trash Function, Standard Digital Video Camera. Procedure: Camera set to record and dragged into the recycle bin. SCP-713 left to run uninterrupted for 60 minutes. Camera containing file dragged off screen. Results: Cursor changed into hourglass icon for 13 seconds. Camera reappeared, still recording, missing approximately 2 square centimeters of casing surrounding lens. Between trashing and reconstitution, camera recorded 60 minutes of video, all blank. Test 84, Subject Trash Function, D713-233. Procedure: D713-233 dragged into the recycle bin. Disk defragmenter program initialized. Main hard drive defragmented. File containing D713-233 located, opened, and read. Contents noted. File closed. D713-233 dragged back off screen. Results: 482 GB, significantly larger than SCP-713's stated hard drive size. Spreadsheet format. Listed biochemical data was confirmed to correspond to upon reconstitution off screen. Nerves rerouted, several joints dislocated, and massive exsanguination and pulmonary distress. Expired 12 hours later. Note: future testing should avoid all file operations as long as any personnel are stored in SCP-713. Test 112, Subject Effects of Computer Crashes. Procedure: testing chamber cleared. D713-234 instructed to exploit a previously discovered bug such that SCP-713's word processor would lock up and stop responding. SCP-713 cold booted. Results: cursor froze in place and did not respond until SCP-713 was turned off. Cursor reappeared at normal when computer restarted. Note: about what we expect from a normal computer, Doctor. Test 113. Subject: effects of computer crashes. Procedure as Test 112, except that D713-234 instructed to attempt to manipulate cursor by hand before restarting. Results: cursor froze in place as before. D713-234 expressed reluctance, but was induced to touch the cursor. His hand immediately became attached to the object, as if someone had attempted to click on him. While the cursor usually exerts exactly enough force to induce necessary movement, D713-234's hand was crushed. Injuries were consistent with kilonewtons, more than SCP-713 has yet displayed. Test 114, Subject: effects of computer crashes. Procedure: testing chamber cleared. D713-235 instructed to pick up a prepared high-capacity multi-directional digital force gauge before crashing SCP-713 as in Test 112. Results: force gauge crushed exactly as with D713-234's hand. Pattern of damage to cube indicates as if the cursor… Note: stop speculating and test that. Request for tougher equipment denied. The last one was expensive enough. There are less direct ways to measure crushing force. Doctor. Test 115. Subject: effects of computer crashes. Procedure: testing chamber cleared. D713-235 instructed to pick up a prepared 30x30x30cm solid iron cube before crashing SCP-713 as in Test 112. Results: contact loss with site for 5 hours. Upon re-establishing contact, considerable structure damage of all electronic devices, with all non-electronic artificial devices, SCP and SCP were found to have broken containment and All personnel on site were lost. Security recordings recovered from external SCP servers suggest that in the process of crashing SCP-713 as instructed, D713-235 inadvertently induced a stop error, or blue screen of death. See Incident Report 713-23 for further details. See Incident Reports for details of similar incidents. Note: all testing regarding effects of SCP-713's computer crashes is hereby suspended. Researchers involved have received posthumous reprimands. 05